Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
And now, Enter the Amazons, brought to you by a dead studio audience.
So then I told the girl, I'll see you at the cornfield.
By the way, you fucked up that line, Noble.
I know I did.
Enter the Amazons is filmed in front of a dead studio audience, or was it infected?
It was infected.
Yeah. I think we decided on infected. I can do it again if you want.
Grave time.
Yeah, whatever. Hi, welcome to Enter the Amazons, everybody.
Screw it, we're keeping it in. This is a no-edit show.
We're back now. We're sorry if we didn't have an episode last week, but personal shit happened.
You know what? I don't even care about hiding it. I got broken up with. I was sad.
Yeah.
That's it.
And so I was just like, yo, Ichi, if you don't want to record, it's fine by
Gar's, like, legitimately hypnotized by the strobe lighty fidget spinner he just
Also,
got.
This is my fucking show, so if I want to fucking go, hey, my friend's in pain, I don't want us to record a show this week, then fine, we don't need to. So, yeah. And
You listeners are on our schedule, not the other way around.
And we did promise a double episode, but honestly, with the way that this week's episode of Amazons was... No, it's good that we're doing a double episode finale.
Yeah, it's totally not...
We lied! Woo!
It's totally not like one of us only watch one episode, think we're only talking about one episode this week and then a double episode, not a double episode, then the final episode.
Yeah,
even
Noble.
Though I told you we were doing a double episode.
Noble.
I totally forgot.
We're terrible! Woo!
Because Lane gets home and he's like, so did you watch both episodes? I'm like...
Yeah. Oh, don't
God,
do
I
that.
It was quiet this time.
I know, but still. We're sorry for this week's episode of Rancid the Cast Ranger if we did a lot of talking into the mic because
I mean, I'm not,
it's loud and jarring. No, it's
our
loud
editor
and jarring.
Is supposed to lower the volume on that.
Except for I like when Carr went, I prefer packed milk.
By the way, I'm sorry extra Cast Ranger is late. It will be up ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like going down the highway at like 60 miles per hour and then just hearing the nice jarring loud whisper of you guys in the mic. That's an actual story. 2 days ago.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
caught me so off guard.
Yay!
Yeah, that's why I personally review the listen to the episodes before we put them up so I can be like. Oh, we forgot to cut this out. Oh, Ichi, you kept talking too loud into the mic again. Stop doing that.
Yeah, we are having more and more of our members have an active role in the behind the scenes of the production of the show.
Well, because I'm a fan of our show. So.
Lane,
you run the equipment. I do the background checking. Lane, make sure Lane listens.
Background checking. Have you been looking into my personal history?
Yeah.
And I've
I'm
been
changing
doing
my computer
shit.
Password.
Well, next time, don't make it your luggage.
Anyways, we're here to talk about Amazon Episode X, Crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah.
Or Sing the Rubicon.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't fucking know.
I feel like a lot of people assumed that it was Sing the Rubicon, but it's Cross. Crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a Rubicon?
I believe it's a river, but I meant to look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now.
I think it's a cube you can buy at a dollar store for like $5.
That's a Rubik's Cube!
Are you sure?
You mean
it's
one of those
dollar
fidget
store,
cubes?
Ichi.
God damn it.
I just finished a really nice peanut butter sandwich. It was fucking good.
The Rubicon is the name of a shallow river in northeastern Italy, just south of Ravenna.
Oh.
And the name historically given to a river that was famously crossed by Julius Caesar.
Oh.
Julius Caesar got massacred.
Yep. By all of his friends.
While it has not been proven, historians generally agree that the two rivers are indeed one of the same. This was not always the case.
Wait, what was that?
People used to think there were two different Rubicons, I think.
Two in the one?
Landmarks with Ichi!
Are you sure that's not trying to be a reference to
So, Gar, you just said something that I think might play into the, climax of the show just now.
What?
The Rubicon was crossed by Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar was brutally murdered by people he thought were his equals, including his best friend, Brutus.
Ooh.
What if that's somehow going to end up being part of the story itself?
Oh, you mean with Mamoru and Haruka?
No, I think it's going to be Mamoru and his old allies.
No, but all his old allies
You were
dead.
All my friends!
Oh.
Were.
Oh yeah, season one group.
Damn.
Well, I mean,
I'm more thinking like everyone's gonna start killing Chihiro, and then Eiyu's gonna come by and do it as well.
This thing's so fascinating.
Well, I mean,
put him down.
Gaara is playing with a fidget spinner. Well, yeah, I mean, Mamoru was kind of pissed off, and he's like, "My friends, are they okay?" Chihiro's just like, "Nope."
I mean, they're guacamole.
Kind of fired a high pressure round at them.
Let's just say they've run out of HP.
Cue to actual scene of them dying again, and I'm just like, oh.
Hey, it's guacamole.
If you could, like we can't for the podcast, but just for the sake of the joke, can you take that scene where they get shot and then add the Pokemon sound effect where it's like it's the super affected sound effect? Like,
there's no sound effect for super effective.
There isn't.
Yeah, there is, but like when you hit the Pokemon and it's like.
You mean the impact sound?
Yeah.
I can, but that's not a super effective sound.
Or since they glow, you could do the returning into the Pokeball sound.
But I'm not going to do that because Enter the Amazons is a no-edit show.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Get it out same day.
Yeah, because that's
I'm
how...
I'm not apologetic for that at all.
Because that's how I roll.
You just have to imagine.
I don't edit any of my videos I put on YouTube, so...
Thanks, Dick.
The show is...
That's the thing, it's your show, but I'm the one who has to, like, put
yeah,
it together.
Yeah,
and
really
because I trust you the most with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone
like,
listening, just imagine that thing Gar said.
Yeah, you're not like me that edits for 2 hours, and then the system crashes, and it doesn't bring back your shit.
So glad I wasn't home for that.
Oh.
Anyways.
And the system crash.
So.
The fucking theme song was.
So a lot of cool shit happened. Chihiro is still being a little...
Did a lot of cool shit happen?
Yeah.
Chihiro vomited while he tried to eat burgers out of the garbage.
Yeah, no. So I think
these are veggie burgers.
No. I think it's the same thing that happened with Mamoru, that he tried, like, eating a burger. It just didn't taste good to him. So he's like, fuck it. No, I need humans.
Thirst for blood.
Oh,
yeah.
But we did learn one thing that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the 5 years Haruka's been gone, he hasn't eaten them. Eating a human.
No, that's
right.
The great thing about Haruka. He has not changed at all.
He saw us his V card.
Yeah, you know, the vegan card.
OMG, you got rid of your V card. No, I didn't.
But no, that was interesting, because like Mizuki was actually like confirming. It was just like, you haven't ate anyone, have you? And he's like, no. And she's like, thank God.
Nagase continues to piss me off.
Why?
Like... He's trying to be important, and I love how he, like... I can't believe he actually got away with pulling Eiyu out of the vehicle with fucking five of the 4C guys sitting in immediate vicinity.
I like to think Kurosaki already saw him do that, but he's just like, okay, I'll give him a moment with her, and then just was like,
no,
fuck you doing!
It's not out of any sense of, oh, I'll let him have this. It's out of a sense of, what the fuck can he actually do?
No, and he's, like, trying to convince Eiyu, and he's, like, pointing at the picture of her and Chihiro, and he's like, see, he was happy when he was with you. Don't you want to have fun, like, again? And then, like, Kurosaki, like, just goes up to her. No, you're still hunting Chihiro. Oh, by the way, you have trash in your hand. Get rid of it. And just she crushes crumples the picture, and I'm like, what an asshole!
Just breaks her wrist.
I mean, that's his character. He's the asshole you want to hate, like that one guy from Drive.
I like hating him.
Or that
though.
One
he's
guy
fun.
From Agito. I can't remember
Hojo.
His name.
Hojo?
Yeah, Hojo.
The guy who was in this series?
You mean Eiyu's dad?
Yeah. But the thing is, with, like...
Destined.
With Nagase and Chihiro, it just irks me to no end how consistently they've been trying to, like, restore her feelings. And every time, I just have to shout at the TV, she is a corpse!
You are a toy corpse!
I know we've made this joke before, but I can't get over it.
I am the ultimate life form. Eiyu the Amazon.
You are a sad, strange little Amazon. And you have my pity.
Farewell. Yeah, well, good riddance, you loony.
So then, like, Nagase fucks off, and then he goes back to, like, their old Team X base, and Chihiro's there, like, scrambling for food or something.
I think he said he was looking for the one thing that, like, kept his hunger for humans dormant.
Water.
His weird,
he was grabbing water.
His weird drink thing.
Oh, yeah, his drink. Oh, yeah, because he was sipping that in the field.
I guess.
Just...
cookies.
What are you doing?
Stop eating during the podcast.
I was eating. Hey, it's my show. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right.
No, pants stay on!
Yeah, except for that.
I can see it now. Chihiro looking at you. You. It was me. I killed Mufasa.
No! I prefer backed people.
No! Don't take my joke.
I just love how Nagase just casually just like sits by while the source of the zombie infection is 2 feet away from him, and he just casually drops questions like, so hey, did you like doom humanity or whatever?
No, and you just see Chihiro and he's like, did you really have to bring that up? Asshole!
Triggered!
And then who the fuck suddenly stumbles upon them? Jen!
Hooray!
Yay! Yeah! And he's just like, I'm gonna kill you! I don't even care if you killed my girlfriend. Your mother. It's just...
No, it's not even that. Like, he asks him and he doesn't respond, so he just takes that to mean yes. And then he just like, you know what? It's my fault. It's my fault!
Well, I mean,
it was me!
He is the alpha.
Yeah.
If I didn't bone Nanoha, none of this would have happened, so...
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
If he didn't bone Nanoha, none of this would have happened.
Go
home.
So now it's...
I am home.
That was quick. So now...
Go back to the hotel, think about what you did.
Go back to the hospital you were born in!
Back to your tent!
Go home.
Okay.
E.T., go home.
So yeah, so Jin stumbles. It's just funny to watch him stumble around blind, but despite it doesn't retract from how fucking badass he is.
Honestly, I kind of wanted him to just fall down the entire set.
I know, right? Just have a fucking dodge roll and just spill in.
No, yeah, I was just expecting.
We don't know how many flights of stairs it goes to go down there. Maybe he just fell down the entire.
No, because like I was
very
expecting...
like Willy Wonka at the beginning.
No, because I was expecting, like, that scene, like, when Chihiro ran off, whatever, I was just expecting that scene from Kill Bill 2 when, like, the bride, like, pokes out Ellie's other eye, and then she's just, like, rummaging through the fucking trailer, just going, you bitch! You bitch! I'll kill you! Ah! And just, like, tripping over, falling over everything while just the bride fucked off.
No, it's like, who's that? It's my dad. When are you gonna get a job?
I have faith in my dad!
I have a job, Dad. I kill Amazon.
No,
that's not a job.
And what's awesome is
go get it, you know.
Jin.
I'll show you how to do your job.
Jin transforms by lying down.
Just like
his son in the last episode. So like father, like son.
Just cue like from Aladdin, King of the Thieves, the father and son.
Yes, father and son. Yes, that is a cat with a military cap on.
Now I need to write a parody of that song.
Amazon.
But it's Amazon. I don't know. I could do better. But I just love how he like looks at Chihiro and he's like, your eyes look just like hers. And my response is, wow, your sight is fucked up.
No. Your eyes look just like hers. Blurry.
Your eyes, they look just like your mother's. You must die.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the picture that I shared with you guys early, a few days ago. It's like, all right, Chihiro, find the Amazon. Points to the Amazon. Good boy. Now, where's mommy?
So then we get this awesome, like, close quarters fight between them, and it's actually really fucking cool, and, like, Jin is kicking his ass, and then Nagase decides, I'm gonna use a shotgun! Boom! Oh, I missed the first hit! Fuck me!
And then I fired, and then I missed.
Fired.
Looked into the fridge, grabbed another popsicle.
Then passed out.
Passed out in the snow.
But I just love how I don't know if anyone else spotted it, but I noticed that in the corner of the room there was a box with an icon of bananas on it, and it said on it, Batata.
Hakuna Batata.
That's what you hear. Needs some batata.
Taka, tora, batata!
What the cure for anthrax was in vitamin C?
Yeah.
No, bananas are full of potassium.
But then Nagase pulls an uncharacteristically badass moment and just point blanks Alpha in the side of the face with a shotgun as he's about to coup de grace his
son. And, like, Ichi's just like, no, Jin! And I'm just like, I saw that coming for, like, 30 seconds.
They're not gonna kill off.
He did. Honestly, I was expecting him to do it in his stomach.
Oh boy, you ruined my joke.
He didn't see it coming! You see!
Lane was like, I saw that coming, and I'm just like, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Or, you know, shoot him in the leg so he can't. So he has to stumble even slower.
Yeah, but shooting him in the head.
Amazons
the
have
option.
Been, like, penetrated through the gut and walked away several times. Even in this season, I don't think anything he can do would be permanent.
And then, shot in the head, like, did you just shoot me in the head?
And then, like, we assume Jin's gonna, like, fucking break Nagase's neck, but instead he just kind of, like, knocks him out.
And he just puts him in the sleeper hole or whatever.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, eh, you're not even worth fucking killing. Whatever.
I was sad!
Honestly, I was expecting to just be like, you're helping him. You're as worse as he is. Snap.
Yeah, he was totally in this position to snap his fucking neck.
No, you want to know why? Because the final episode's going to take place years later with him writing a novel about these events.
Oh, for fuck.
No!
No! We're not taking what's his face from Blade!
Sotaro.
Thank you.
Are you sure? Done.
So then Jiro, like, tries to, like, going back up the stairs, trips a bit, and then, like, somehow Chihiro, I guess, had his bike, even though I thought he trashed it and abandoned it, so...
No, he just fell off.
Oh, okay. So then he runs off to a wheat field, and then, yeah. And then we cut to, like, Mamoru waking up, and he's chained to a bed, because they're like, yeah, sorry, that's, like, the restrictions for you being here.
I just love how absolutely, immediately, and totally useless that was.
Yeah. So then he, like, asks, like, he asks them, like, oh, are my friends alive? And they're like, no. And then just proceed to see, like, director lady outside the room listening in. And then you just hear, ah! No!
I just love how that conversation essentially boiled down to, well, we killed your friends, but we love these coins you gave us 5 years ago.
Yeah, remember that? Remember how we're your friends, Mamoru?
Remember when we were friendos?
Remember how we're your friends?
You hired us with these.
Yeah, you paid us to be your friends.
You know what I'd like to think happened between the 5 years?
Huh?
I'd like to think one of them spent it, and then, like, a month later got trained and made a new one.
We took all of it. No. We spent it all. Then we had to spend 10 years getting it back.
No. Like how the entirety of O's would have been screwed if Edgy used the Taka metal to get a coin, to get a drink.
Hey, Aircaster, you die now.
No.
The problem is, what shop would take it?
Could you imagine they kill Mamoru, and then on his grave, it's like they place a burger? We used the money that you gave us.
No. Then as they walk away, just a hand comes up and just grabs it, stereotypical horror movie style.
Just the fucking caption on his tombstone, he drilled his way into our hearts.
They see his hand burst out. Nobody could survive what we did to him. Just
then I guess I'm a nobody.
So then, like, yeah, he escapes, whatever, tries to attack Director Lady, but, like, Shido and Nozomi fucking,
They drag him outside.
So then, and then just literally just, Director's like, I'm up to my tits and morons.
Clearly ignoring the fact that they just, 2 seconds ago, stopped Mamo from sticking his dick face into your face!
And then, like, she goes to wheelchair guy who is now bedridden guy.
Who is almost dead guy.
I'm just thinking about the fact that that the boss of this organization is literally on his deathbed, and I'm just like, wow, payroll must be awkward.
I'm, like, expecting him to just be like, thank you, my dearest daughter, for fulfilling my work and my dream. It's like, I like to think that she, that's, like, her father.
Well, she seems to be very business face.
And so, she's like, yes, if we kill, like, the point of origin and Mamoru, like, the Amazons will cease to exist, and then...
you're forgetting one!
Yeah, it's like, what about Haruka? And she literally, like, says nothing, and I'm like, she loves Haruka. She cares for Haruka.
Or, you know, cabin fever, Stockholm syndrome, whatever the hell you want to call it.
I'm used to him.
He's useful. He won't do anything dangerous. So then we come back to the wheat field and, like... Chihiro went to the wheat field and then he's drinking his drink. Iyu shows up and they have a bit of a fight. Chihiro gets his fucking ass kicked.
He continues to talk at the corpse.
No, but this is an interesting part of his character that I noticed. So, like, up until this point in the show, in the season, he's just been like, okay, I want to, like, you know... be happy. Live a normal life.
Be a YouTube star.
Be a YouTube star. You know, I met this chick who's like a dead corpse and she doesn't feel anything. You know what? I'm gonna fall in love with her and try to make her feel feelings again. Oh, shit, that's not working. Oh, everyone's out to try to kill me. Well, you know what? I'm gonna survive and fight no matter what.
I found this chick. She's a dead corpse. I'm gonna fuck it.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, you know what? Okay. So my buddy Reggie on Twitter, he made like the greatest like TV guide thing. The greatest TV guide thing for Amazon season 2.
Oh god.
Let me see if I can find it. From what I'm led to believe about Amazon season 2, an adult preschooler with necrophilia and daddy issues.
So awesome powers.
That's it in a nutshell.
Awesome Powers wasn't a necrophiliac.
Austin Powers was a respective
guy. That's not a necrophiliac. He didn't know she was an android. And once he knew, he immediately dumped her.
No, my wife was a fembot this
whole time. Yes, we knew all along.
Where's Dick? That means I'm single again!
God,
that line of
fire. So then they fight, and then somehow Chin finds him again. Like, somehow he just keeps finding him.
They've obviously got some, like, Amazon senses. That's how, like, when they were hunting Amazons, they could sense them.
Well, yeah, that's...
obviously the Boy Scout Amazon.
Oh, of course! Chin's the Boy Scout.
You know, Boy Scouts help the old ladies across the street.
You just made that joke because you are a Boy Scout.
No, I made that joke because I thought it'd be funny.
Scoutmaster, thank you very much.
I just like the idea of Jin walking down the street, holding on to essentially the fat kid from Up down the street.
Russell?
Yes.
Good afternoon. Do you need any help today, sir? Fuck off.
I'm trying to find my son.
So, like,
I can help.
He literally,
you.
Like, shoves you out of the way and goes, back off, bitch. I'll take care of the rest. We'll finish this. And then just tries to fight or whatever, and he's about to, like, kill Chihiro, and then Iyu's, like, singing her song, and then just impales him in the back.
How'd you find me? I used the escape rope.
Oh, I hacked into your little device that has a tracking thing and found you on my phone. I have an app for that. It's awesome.
He does.
I mean, he does! That's how he found, like, the team every time they were fighting Amazons.
No. How'd you find me? Animal never forgets his family. Oh, yeah, I'm fair point there.
How'd you find me? Google Maps.
Google Latitude.
You checked into the wheat field on Facebook.
I just followed your Instagram posts.
Wasn't that hard?
How'd you find me? You left your mic on. Oh, shit.
You left your location on Twitter.
God damn it, Napa.
But yeah, when Neo and Crow were fighting and they both transform, just from the way their energies were, like, shooting out, Lane and I were, like, joking about the fact that it'd be hilarious if just the wheat field caught on fire.
Would have been awesome.
No!
And then, yeah, so Jin gets,
like a whole entire crop's worth.
And just, like, as they fight, just more and more on fire. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so then Jin gets impaled by Iyu, and then, like, she, like,
spills
some stuff off of him, and then... spills him down a hill, and, like, we thought he was dead, but no, he's still alive.
And I'm just like, this is the second time this episode where I'm just like, oh, no! And then I immediately remember, he'll be fine.
It's Jin.
Yeah. Jin looks down at the arm. Oh, I've been impaled.
To quote,
oh, bother.
To quote Peter Griffin from Something Something Dark Side, look, there's like 4 to 5 main characters of the of this thing. I think we're going to be all right.
I think we're fine.
But no, it's just, is he dead?
So then...
He's dead to me.
We cut back to Futamori or whatever like
Futamori.
That. Futamori. And he's just like, he's like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this shit, man. It's fucking hard. And then walks in Fuku, covered in blood, looking pissed off, and just like, he's broken, so it's obvious he killed his mother.
Give me the death weapon.
Here's the thing. He comes in, and he's like, I need a fucking HP round, dude. I fucking need it right now.
I need authorization now!
No, I fucking need it right now. And my immediate thought is, what, is your mother out in the hallway?
I need healing.
You could say he's all Fuku'd up. And that is the title for this episode, and the thumbnail is literally just a close-up of Fuku's face just looking all crazy and pissed off.
I need something to throw.
No.
I think it's safe to say that he did kill his mother, and now he's angry at Chihiro for being the origin, so he wants the HP round to go and kill him. And then we just get shots of everyone walking
forward. See, he was fine with everything, and then his mother got involved. He's like, oh, no, that's fucking last straw.
Well, yeah, because the whole reason he was doing all this was for his mom, and now his mom's gone, so he's got nothing to live for. He's doing the Frank Castle. I'm going to fucking kill anything that moves.
I got no place else to go.
And then we cut to Tachibana in, like, his hospital bed, and he's, like, awake, and he's just like, fucking release everybody.
Release the hounds.
And then we just get this, cues the song, and then we see, like, Haruka and Mizuki just, like, going off.
Everyone's
season 1 team. Kurosaki and his team. Team B.
Haruka and Mizuki.
Or, sorry, Team Expendable. And then Chihiro and Nagase. Just, like, so now we're getting into, like, the final stretch of the season. And just, like...
We're getting into the final stretch of the show.
This is an old joke.
You know how we made the Julius Caesar reference earlier?
Yes.
This is definitely a Romeo and Juliet kind of scenario.
Damn it.
Think of that. Two lover... Like, okay, one lover...
and a corpse.
One lover and a stalker.
So this is Hamlet. Like,
oh!
Yeah, so basically,
I don't know.
They're
like
in love with each other.
Alas, poor EU.
Families at war with each other. They run off to...
It's hard for Eve's family to be at war when they're all dead.
I don't know.
Not hit, you know, like families as a
4C
like
and Shiro, whoever the fuck.
I don't know, like Eve's like an Amazon corpse thing, and Chihiro's a human Amazon human thing. It might be Othello. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like Othello at all.
No, Othello's my favorite Shakespearean.
That's
play,
my favorite
so.
Board game.
But no, it's. From the sub that I saw,
it's Corpse Bride
of episode 11. It said that Eu isn't an Amazon.
She's apparently, but she's the Crow Amazon.
She's a Sigma.
Yeah, she's a Sigma. It's a different type of breed of Amazon.
It's a different breed, like how there's like 20 million different forms of a Xenomorph.
I like to think that Sigmas are a breed of Amazons that were made from dead bodies.
That's what they are. We know that's what they are.
Yeah, I know.
They're Amazombies.
Yeah.
Yep.
So next week, shit's happening. Oh, and at the beginning of the episode, fucking Nanaha, like, kicked fucking Haruka's ass. So, that wasn't surprising. She's fucking broken. Like, Mizuki, like, tried to, like, shoot at her, and you just saw, like, the bullets just, like, absorbing into her body. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, no, you're fucked.
That's interesting that Nanaha has just become this, like, broken as fuck Amazon. So, just weirdly.
She's the final boss, most likely.
She does kind of have that vibe. She's like this
the whole thing's probably going to end. Yeah, the whole thing's probably going to end up being Chihiro versus Jin versus Nanaha in this giant family battle over what's going to happen.
Oh, and then you kind of, like... I wouldn't say she has her feelings, but she's kind of acknowledged that Chihiro was in pain, so she just goes up to him and is like, are you hurt?
There are some twinges of feelings in her, and I'm kind of...
it's working!
Yay! I knew this was coming, but I don't like that it's working.
Yeah. No, it's some...
I just thought of something great.
What?
when I'm gonna assume that EU and or not EU, Jin and Nanaha are gonna end up meeting each other, and they're probably gonna have to fight each other. That's gonna be one fucked up custody battle.
Ouch.
Also, literally a battle.
Also Haruka was like, "Yeah, no, I killed EU's dad. Do I regret it? Fuck no. Will I ever not regret it? Or will I ever regret it? Fuck no."
Oh, I kind of respect that about Haruka.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he was doing it for the right reason. He's trying to put down EU for the right reason, for the same reason, yeah, to, you know, be at peace.
Let the dead girl be dead!
Actually, right. Okay, I was looking up things about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the title does have a meaning.
Oh.
I mean...
It is meant to be crossing.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Crossing the Rubicon means to pass the point of no return. This title brings up to mind EU going rogue on by helping Chihiro escape from his father and 4C, who are now after her as well.
Yeah.
Like, Ichi. We're on the run. I don't know where. Steven and Amethyst on the run.
Oh.
Anyway, so next week we'll have episode Y, Yellow Brick Road. So we're going to see some Wizard of Oz shit.
And Z.
Oh, and Z.
Amazons.
Because they couldn't think of a good word that started with the letter
think
Z.
Think of it this way. First episode of the series, Amazon. Last episode, Amazon.
Amazons with a Z at the end.
Yeah, it's like, it started with Amazons, it will end with Amazons.
Boom. You know what would be great, but I know they won't do it?
Pull, what's it called? The, the movie about the janitor who's really smart.
Tell us what the trope is.
Oh, Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, it just ends with Goodwill Hunting. You see Chihiro and Eiyu drive down the highway on the motorcycle and just cue the credits.
God, no!
Just Haruka. Instead of when they bring up the episode title, it's going to be the Amazon logo with the A and the Z lit up.
I doubt it.
With the arrow pointing from the A to the Z. It would be perfect.
It's like everyone's dead. Because
he's gone from A to Z.
Like, Jin's on his deathbed and he's like, Haruka, where are they? Somewhere where you can't get them.
Fire Noble, right. What you said would be cool, but I don't think the show is going to bother.
We'll see.
And Gar, I don't think what you said is going to happen either, because Jin will not die on a bed. He will die in battle.
Well, the term deathbed being like...
No, I know, but him being alive enough to even get a conversation.
They're all probably going to die in like one... Watch. What's his name? Who got like the death bomb. Death weapon. He's just going to come in and be like... Anybody make a move,
Fuku,
and you're all fucking dead.
I want him to just bomb everyone.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Fuck everything.
Oh.
What are you doing, man? I'm sick of this.
Yeah, no, Fuku's...
Kills everyone.
Fuku is...
You know what? I actually want that to happen.
I just thought about something depressing as fuck.
What?
Every other Amazon that we know of technically is dead. It's just Alpha, Omega, and Neo, and Crow.
And Nanaha.
What if they're all in this big up-close battle over everything, and he just goes, bang.
Funk.
They're all dead, right there.
No, I think I definitely think it's going to be Chihiro and EU lasting till the very end, and everyone else gets to
No, this story has the entirety of a tragedy. He's gonna die.
Here's the thing. I in the back of my head, I always knew that EU getting her feelings back was a very real possibility. But given the more serious and dark nature of this show, I kind of hoped we'd be free of the tropey, nonsensical bullshit of like, oh, the corpse magically came back to life and got her feelings, and they're gonna drive into the sunset and happy ending, and
forget all the other concerns.
I'm predicting that it's gonna end with what Haruka said. He's like, I'm gonna end this. Because,
Haruka's gonna finish the mission.
Because he's Omega. He's the end. So.
Oh, I just thought about something really fucking depressing that I really kind of hope happens.
Okay.
I just want EU to look at you here and just go, I don't want to be what I am anymore. I want you to end it.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Chihiro's going to end EU suffering.
Noah. Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be better if he did, but I mean, Haruka's been talking.
That picture that we've seen, cool. Even in promotional images for Amazon Season 2, it's Chihiro holding Eiyu's body, like, in his arms. That's going to be, like, the final thing.
Okay, I know this isn't going to happen, but I kind of want Haruka just like, all right, blowing up holes in Amazon bodies, that doesn't kill us. I just want him to literally grab Jin's heart and try with all of his might just to rip it out.
I'm sure that's probably what's going to happen.
And then he's
going to
eat it like a boss.
Jin will be the human that Omega eats.
Yeah.
Well, it's not human, but you know what I mean.
Like, Jin just looks at him, and as he collapses, he reverts back into his human body, just dead on the beach. Like,
plot beach.
As his heart gets ripped out, and he slowly crumples down to the floor, unhensioning, I am Amazon.
We still don't know what happened to the gold brace.
My guess is that its technology was used to make the new ones.
It was just to knock out Haruka. That's all it was used for. It was going to be used for, and it was just abandoned. Anyways!
It was abandoned.
That is this week's episode. Go buy Power Rangers 2017 on Blu-ray now.
No.
I did.
The thing
twice.
Is, by the time this is up, the finale of Amazon's, I believe, has aired.
It has.
And I'm really hoping that I don't get spoiled for shit before we sit and watch it next week.
People have been pretty good on it.
Why don't we just watch it now? I kind of want to watch it now.
I mean, it's not that
Is
late.
It even subbed yet?
It is subbed. Overtime subbed. Season 2, episode 25, which is the finale.
Sure.
Jesus.
All right, Ichi, do your thing.
All right, well, Noble, thank you again for joining us.
Yep.
Always happy to be on.
So everyone listening, thank you for listening and watching and subscribing and sharing and liking and loving and being awesome people.
Send us comments on what you think.
Send Lane comments so he doesn't go Amazon and eat people.
Right.
I almost.
Gar will be first.
He's the comment Amazon.
He stresses us. I would eat you first, Ichi, because you know you're bigger.
Well, that's mean.
You can always go for the appetizer before the main course.
It's always No. It's always the black guy that goes first.
Remember.
Not Jermaine!
Remember, you don't have to be the fastest person in the horror movie. You just gotta be fastest and the slowest person.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can run past them. Anyways.
Good night, everybody!
Castranger.podbean.com, Facebook.com/RScastRanger, Twitter at XE Studios, Patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger, and there's a Discord link on the website.
Bye!